The Summit County Board of Health is considering a new water concurrency ordinance. Director Rich Bulla explains what it is.
Water concurrency, in a nutshell, is a process that was put in place by Summit County, specific to Snyderville Basin, in the 1990s, to assure that when a water company said they had water, they actually had wet water. And it's basically an auditing process that makes sure that their supply can meet their demand. It's controversial.
Bulla says the health department wants to update the ordinance and significantly streamline the process.
We're transferring the authority of the ordinance from the Summit County Council to the Board of Health because we believe that water, supply of water, is a critical public health issue.
The proposed ordinance applies only to the unincorporated parts of Summit County. Bulla says the water companies involved have been working with the Board of Health for the past year.
We feel good about it, and it was a very collaborative process. The water companies themselves have designed this process. That doesn't mean they're all in favor, but the majority of them support it, and they indicated that in their public comments.
But the public comments also include a lengthy opposition from one of the largest water companies in the county, Summit Water Distribution Company. The president and general manager, Andy Garland, says they were involved in the process, but what they agreed to isn't reflected in the final ordinance.
We came up with some things that we all agreed on, but then they changed it. And so that's our objection. We don't think what is being presented is what we all agreed on.
One of Garland's objections is that the ordinance doesn't recognize the Western Summit County Project Master Agreement. That's also known as the Weber Basin Agreement. He says that agreement already does what the new ordinance proposes, which is to ensure property owners and developers that the water is there not only for current residents, but future projects as well.
Back when the Western Summit County agreement was signed, Weber Basin came in and they became the water master for the largest water providers where Park City, Mountain Regional, Summit Water each year would declare any surpluses or any deficits, and then that water could be moved around within the major companies.
Garland says the new ordinance requires water companies to actually have the water on hand at the moment a development is approved, rather than when they will actually need it.
This was a late add. If we issue a water letter, we are required to have that wet water today, where in our 5-year, 10-year projections with Weber Basin, we know a project might come on in 2 or 3 years. So instead of having it wet, we project, we're buying water right now, that's no secret, that we would have to have that additional water today instead of 2 or 3 years from now when it's actually required.
But Bulla says the more he researches the issue, the more he thinks this ordinance is needed.
As I have learned more about not just the history of concurrency, but also the specific purposes with respect to development and assurances of homeowners and potential property owners in Summit County, the bottom line is we're obligated as a community to assure safe and adequate water. And the more I've looked at what the state does and the infrequency of testing and reporting, the more I'm convinced that this ordinance is very, very justified.
Bulla wants the water companies to test their supply for quantity and quality every other year, even if the company is resting the well.
You want to be testing and maintaining your equipment anyway. And if you just let the pump sit there for 5 years and you don't activate them, apparently that's quite harmful to the equipment. So it isn't a bad thing every couple of years to crank them up. And the concern around that specific component of the ordinance hasn't really been very significant.
Garland disagrees.
To fire up the electrical charge, depending on when you do it in a month, it can be quite expensive. And so what this ordinance is going to force us to do is maybe artificially raise rates to cover the additional cost. We just don't think it's necessary.
Garland wonders why municipalities aren't included in the ordinance if it's a public health issue. And he agreed with the assessment that in some ways, if this ordinance passes, his company, which is private, will be regulated by his competitor, Mountain Regional Water.
Park City Municipal is being exempted because the feeling is they're a municipality, they could administer their own themselves, right? They're self-governing. Then it comes down to it's Mountain Regional and Summit Water. Well, Summit Water is a private entity. Mountain Regional is a quasi-governmental agency. So who is this regulation for?
Bulla says he understands why some might not like the idea.
The reality of it is that very few people actually and organizations actually like to be regulated. And so we anticipate that there will be some mixed conversation around this. Some individuals and organizations will support it and others won't.
Garland says Summit Water wants to be a team player.
We're looking to cooperate. We're looking to be good citizens. We're looking to work well with the other parties because we know we all live in this basin. We have a finite resource, and we want to be good stewards over that resource. And we just think that this just is unnecessary.
The public hearing is Monday, May 2nd at 4 in the afternoon at the Summit County Health Department. I'm Renee Bodley, KPCW News.